That's a catchy little tune, isn't it? Good morning, Dragon Con. It's Sunday, September 5th, 2010. I had to actually look at the Daily Dragon because I forgot what the day was, because it's been that good.
After a while, it's just one continuous day.
We're here in day Ian of Dragon Con. My name is Brian Richardson. To my left,
Allie Pelfrey.
To her left,
Stephen Gurday.
And we're going to go through what we normally do on the late show, which is waking up the convention. I'm going with all natural products this morning, hopefully. And we'll give you the updates for today, which you might have missed last night when you were doing something silly like sleeping or leaving the hotel to go get a decent meal, and talk about the big events for today, Sunday, the last major day of the convention. So, Allie, anything new in your world today?
Sorry, I'm a little out of it. Too much partying last night.
Aww.
We understand that you're now on Team Ferguson.
Yes.
You have to tell the hockey story.
Yeah, tell the Colin Ferguson story.
Oh, I have to tell the hockey story?
Of course you have to tell the hockey story.
Okay. I got to interview Colin Ferguson from Eureka yesterday. He's a big hockey fan.
You're a big hockey fan?
Yes.
There were jerseys involved?
He's wearing a Thrashers jersey. I'm a Thrashers fan. I was wearing a Montreal Canadiens shirt. He's a Montreal fan, so kind of hit it off there.
So hockey, that's how you get to fans.
Yes,
hockey.
Very nice. Well, with all the Canadian-produced television shows, I think that is the way to express your fandom these days, is hockey.
Works for me.
All right. Well, it definitely worked for him. So that's good that you're getting to interview such cool people for the Daily Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Which, have you seen the Daily Dragon? Today's color is blue. Blue. Pick one up at the information desk in each one of the major hotels participating in Dragon Con, or look for it online, dailydragon.dragoncon.
.org? Okay. It's .org this time. It was .com yesterday.
Well, that's for DragonCon TV.
.com.
Okay, we're still working this out. It's early.
Yes.
Sorry. All right, we are going to go through a bit of changes from the Daily Dragon today. This is the daily newsletter for the convention produced by an award-winning author and her dedicated staff, so that'll be kind of cool. Before we get into the schedule changes, let's go over some stuff you might have missed last night. Dawn Contest. Did you see the Dawn Contest?
I saw the repeat.
How did that go?
It went really well. There was a lot of really good costumes, it seemed like. A lot of interesting takes and variations on the concept of Dawn. So that was really cool to see some really technically well-executed costumes. So mm-hmm. Thumbs up.
And some costumes that were, well, they were on stage. But anyway, it's an interesting show, and there were some good details in the costumes. If you missed it last night, we're sorry, but it will be available for soon.
For soon on sale?
For sale soon on Place with Store Things. The Dragon Con store will have the DVDs at some point.
You realize by Monday we're going to be completely incomprehensible. You're like, I did paper.
Paper, good. Winners from the Dawn Contest last night. Most outrageous was Sheila Clift. Most original was Laura Ehrlich. Best adaptation was Janetta Murphy. Best theatrical was Maddie Bradfield and Camille Jacobs. Best armor was Daria Medved. Dramatica was Alethea Burns. Third place, Regina Casale. Second place, The Seven Deadly Sins. I think there were actually nine of them, though, so that was a little confusing.
A bit of a counting error, but
right.
It was a good
and
one
first
anyway.
Place was Tiffany Antrim, hosted once again by a very beardy Voltaire.
Yeah, it's like he's from the evil, pocket dimension. He's like the, I guess, good Voltaire? I don't know how that works.
But it was weird. He had like this kind of Jonathan Coulton thing going on with a big beard and not quite the curly hair. So
eventually he's going to show up in like a trucker hat and a hipster outfit, and we're just not going to know what to do. He's slowly morphing.
Voltaire writing hipster songs? Really? Anyway, let's get into the schedule changes for today. Allie, would you like to lead us off with schedule changes for Sunday?
Okay, additions. Is that where I need to start?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go to town.
Additions, Dragon Reading by M.B. Weston, Sunday, 10 a.m. in the Roswell Room.
Need Coffee versus Torchwood is being added Sunday, 1 p.m. in the Capitol Ballroom of Sheridan.
New event, Costuming with Leather, make your own jokes at home, learn tips and tricks on working with leather and costumes from a professional, Sunday, 2:30 p.m. in the Marriott Room, L506 and 507.
That's basically don't stab yourself with the awl?
Yes.
Okay.
Voice Acting Workshop. At Sunday, 2:30 p.m. in Dunwoody.
There's a new Filk Twofers Part 2 tonight, 7 p.m. in Baker in the Hyatt.
Hollywood North talks about Vancouver, Canada, how it's changed things on how series are made. Michael Shanks and Elena Huffman will participate. That's Monday, 10 a.m. in the Centennial 2-3 Ballroom in the Hyatt.
More hockey.
Graham Hancock will be signing autographs Monday, 11:30 a.m. in M301 through 304 in the Marriott.
There's a new added panel, How to Run a Convention, where some of the folks from this convention will talk about how it all is put together and how it works. And that will be Monday, 2:30 p.m. in Cortland.
Yes, because the best time to ask a convention staffer how well the convention's going is on the last day, right?
Yeah.
Before they go home. Total solar eclipses coming to Georgia in 2017. Be ready. That was just the title, so I don't even have to describe what the panel's about. But it is Monday, 2:30 p.m., room 203 in the Hilton.
And why should we be ready for solar eclipses? Is there any danger, Brian?
Well, it depends on if you're going to the skeptics track or if you're going to the science track. One may have a completely different answer than the other, so try to attend both.
I think it's the fact that the Daily Dragon and the Pocket program is slowly trying to make sure that it has all the programming for next year as well.
Yeah.
It's just slowly going to expand.
This is really good. I mean, you're about 7 years ahead on programming. I think that's pretty awesome.
We're cool like that.
Yes.
Okay, cancellations. Laura
Vandervoort
will not be on V, The Visitors Are Your Friends, Sunday, 10 a.m., Centennial 2-3.
Any James Marsters fans in the studio audience? Because I'm sorry he's not here. He will not be on Buffy and Angel Guest Extravaganza, Sunday, 10 a.m. in the Peachtree Ballroom.
Joel Gretsch will not be on V, The Visitors Are Your Friends, Sunday, 10 a.m. in this room, which means if you're lining up to see Joel Gretsch right now, sorry.
And once again, I get Kevin Grazier.
You always get Kevin Grazier.
And once again, Kevin Grazier will not be on everything. Consult your Daily Dragon to find out.
Mostly science-y stuff.
Yeah, he always does like 27 panels. It's crazy. Ray Park will not be on Meet the Stars of, I guess, Star Wars, Sunday, 1 p.m., Centennial 1.
Kai Owen will not be on the Torchwood Kai Owen Saves the Day panel. Well, that's pretty obvious if
he can't show up.
Wait
for the next title of the panel he's not going to be on.
Sunday, 1 p.m., that was scheduled to be in the Capitol Ballroom in the Sheridan. And Everything Doctor Who with Kai Owen and Fraser Hines, which is now some stuff from Doctor Who with Fraser Hines, Monday, 2:30 p.m., in the Sheridan Grand Ballroom.
David Hewlett will not be on Media, a Three-Gate Circus, Sunday, 2:30 p.m., Centennial 2-3. And Media, the Meeting of the Universes, Monday, 10 a.m., Atrium Ballroom in the Marriott.
James Cawley will not be on Miss Star Trek Universe, Sunday, 4 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom AF. Will not be taking part in the Masquerade tonight at 8:30 here in Centennial. And will not be on web-based media, Monday, 10 a.m. in A704 of the Marriott.
Making Baddies. Yes, it's Making Baddies. Sunday, 2:30 p.m., Marriott L506 and 507 is in the cancellation column.
Working in Animation will not be Sunday, 2:30 p.m. in Dunwoody.
LeVar Burton is not going to be at the Miss Star Trek Universe pageant, Sunday, 4 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom of the Sheridan.
And this is a little confusing entry, so please double-check the Daily Dragon, but it actually says Open Filk, Sunday, 7 p.m. in Baker is canceled, but it has a new marker next to it, so I don't know if that's a new cancellation.
That just means it was recently canceled.
All right.
Paul Wesley will not be on Vampire Diaries, Sunday, 7 p.m., Atrium Ballroom.
Paul Smith will not be on The Pros and Cons of Icons, Monday, 10 a.m. in Hanover F.
And Smallville, visitors to a small planet will be visiting somewhere else. It will not be Monday, 10 o'clock a.m. in the Centennial 2-3 Ballroom.
And now for updates, Troma Masterclass has been moved from Sunday, 10 p.m. to Sunday, 5:30 p.m. in the Cairo Room.
The Gallery of Forgotten Delights, which is a Forest of Doors LARP game, has been moved to Sunday, 7 p.m. in 406-407 of the Hilton.
Legal issues in MMO gaming has been unlocked and moved from Monday, 4 p.m. to Monday, 10 a.m. in the Savannah Room in the Sheraton.
Breakfast and books moved from Monday, 10 a.m. to Monday, 11:30 a.m. in Kennesaw.
The Wheel of Time closing ceremony is moved from Monday at 11:30 a.m. to Monday at 1 p.m. Kennesaw. I've already made all of my endless Wheel of Time jokes, so I can't do those again.
Well, they're endless. So you will do them again next year.
That's right.
It's pretty much, that's just the way it is. Track Q&A for whatever track is in the Cortland, because it's not listed here, has been moved from Monday 2:30 p.m. to Monday 4 p.m., also, oddly enough, in the Cortland. And there we go for that. A couple of contest summaries, things that you may not have seen because they were late. And since if you're watching this early, you probably didn't see these things because you're still in bed. Dragon Con After Dark contest results. We're not going to go into too many details on why they won because it's a family show, but first place was Chip Malinowski, second place was Zoe Simon, and third place was Christina Gadsden. Cool. All right. So, it's Sunday. What happens at Con on Sunday? Tonight's big event is the Masquerade, which is the big event for the convention. Comedy show, hopefully one part skit show, one part costume contest.
And dance routine.
15 parts random.
Yes. Occasionally you get guys with swords dancing over them.
Yes.
It just happens.
Or Hulks with tanks. And that's a legendary moment.
Fewer people falling off stage. That is my request.
That would be nice. Thank you very much. We encourage you to either come here to the Centennial 2-3 Ballroom. We'll even open up the back of the room, known affectionately as Centennial 1, and we'll get maybe 2,000 of our closest friends in here. If you don't want to watch it here, but you still want to watch it with a crowd, the Marriott Atrium has what we call an overflow room, which is basically like having a Super Bowl party, except that you're not doing it at your house, but still don't trash the place, and you can get another 2,000 people to kind of watch. It's pretty cool. And then we'll also broadcast to all of the rooms. Yes, even the Marriott, even though it might be a little staticky and fuzzy, we're trying to get that fixed. So, Allie, Stephen, any good masquerade memories, moments, tips?
I think the Hulk who came on and was bashing around and then managed to fall backwards off of the stage, almost taking the backdrop with him, was a moment where everyone suddenly got very excited.
Yay!
I like the little kid who, I don't know if any of y'all saw him, he's dresses like cardboard box transformer, and he could
that
actually
was awesome.
Transform into a tank.
Yeah, he came on stage and was like, okay, if he transforms, he wins. And sure enough, he folded back down and suddenly he's a car.
Basically
like,
curls up in a ball,
incredible.
Everything flaps around him. It was really well done. Also, Dragon Con TV, Patrick, I'm pretty proud. Get here a little early. Watch the pre-show for the Masquerade on Dragon Con TV. And watch for the intro for the Masquerade, because I think we're going to have some fun with it this year. It should be very nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So that's a big event tonight. There's some really good concerts going on this evening. Check your pocket program and, of course, your Daily Dragon for information. But also Sunday, it's not just the big stuff. We always like to inform people about smaller events that we think might be interesting to see and things to do on the last big night of the convention. So, Allie, Stephen, got any thoughts?
Well, one of the things that I'm interested in was actually one of the additions, which is the voice acting workshop.
Yes.
It's always cool, even if you're not actually interested in being a voice actor, to come and listen to voice actors, because they're crazy, and you never know what voices they're going to do, and you never know what anecdotes they're going to tell. So, you know, one part education, one part entertainment.
And we have SpongeBob this year.
And we have SpongeBob
this year. Who is a really, really funny guy when he's not voicing a sponge. He's also funny when he's doing that too, but it's a different kind of funny.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that tonight, really, if you're not going to miss any big panels this afternoon by going and catching a nap, crowd watching on Sunday night is probably the best thing that you can do at this convention. The nice thing about the way that the two main hotels, the Hyatt and the Marriott, are laid out is that you can stand on the railings and look down at some point. So getting on the second floor of the Hyatt and looking down into the lobby, or being able to kind of go to some of the different levels of the Marriott and looking down. Now, if you have cameras, I recommend the neck strap. Mm-hmm. Those things fall. I mean, even 3 feet, I have had to pay quite a bit of money to get lenses fixed. So 2 or 3 floors, not a good thing.
Or if you've got a point and shoot, keep it on your wrist.
Yes. Now, of course, with crowds comes crowd management. Our biggest tip for crowd management, and I know this is tough for photographers, I have to keep myself from doing it all the time, even though I've got a press pass and the director's ribbon the whole nine yards. Don't stop in the hallway to take pictures of people in giant crowds. You'll keep people from moving around you. They ask for no photography in the tunnels and in the main levels, because when you stop and try to set up a picture, 300 people behind you all of a sudden do this, and then everything jams up, and nothing good happens from that. So
please be very, very sensitive of that around the entrances and exits to the escalator, because it's always exciting to watch people piling up on an escalator and start getting squished together. Please do not do that.
That's not so
good.
That
is uncool.
And we have had some issues with the tunnels in between hotels having to be shut down due to crowd management. We know those little sky trails that we've put between the three main hotels are really, really nice. But do keep in mind that in the evening they may get kind of full, so know your alternate routes. And if you're trying to get from, say, the Hyatt to the Hilton or the Hyatt to the Sheraton, you may actually be better off going down the street around the outside. You'll still see some cool stuff because people camp out in front of the Marriott right on that corner to take interesting pictures. One of the griffin-shaped weird objects, I don't know what they are, outside the Marriott. Somebody put a traffic cone on its head this morning.
Excellent.
Yeah, didn't have my camera, but that would have been a nice photo.
Yeah, street level is often your best bet just because the Marriott essentially becomes Atlanta 285 and nothing moves for a while. You're just big masses of people going, I'd like to go somewhere.
That would be nice.
And also, please make room for people in wheelchairs.
Yes, please.
If you see someone in a wheelchair trying to get by, just step aside. And if they're trying to get on an elevator, please give up your spot on the elevator for them.
And if you have been a parent at any point in the past, you probably can use what they called in Dune the Bene Gesserit voice, which is just that simple sort of commanding voice that makes people kind of get out of your way. If you would just politely use that every once in a while to indicate to people that can't see that they might have a wheelchair they need to get out of the way of. Because some people in costumes have limited visibility, and they're probably not being unkind. They just can't see the thing coming up behind them that wants to get by. So there's our safety message for the day. Some good stuff in the Daily Dragon. As far as interviews, there's a nice little Stan Lee interview last night. And I don't know if anybody got to go to the banquet. Anybody attend the awards banquet last night?
Awards banquet?
Anyone?
Oh, now that's the reaction I like to see.
Yeah, Stan Lee got an award last night. I hear it was pretty cool. I couldn't make it because I was working the Dawn contest, but that's something I want to check out. Anybody go to the aquarium last night?
Hey!
How are the fish?
Fantastic.
Good. Did you get to wave high at them?
Yeah, I always recommend a little bit of butter and lemon, but you can't, there actually is a rule with the Georgia Aquarium, and I don't know if this is funny or serious, that you can't take a fishing pole. It's actually a stated, I'm not making that up, it's a stated printed rule on the sign.
But you know what that means. That means someone once upon a time did try to do that. And they're like, okay,
but
we're going
I got,
to make a
But
rule.
I've got a license. They're in season. No, whales are never in season, sir. Please take off that hat.
But you know, there's no rule against dynamite fishing. No. No, not serious. Please do not listen to me.
There's a story my wife has of a professor who can never go back to the state of Tennessee because of a lake, a boat, and a hunk of potassium.
Oh, no.
Type 1 elements. Know them, understand them, stay away from them. Anyway, so I think it is time. Dana, do we want to give away swag? Dana's like, Dana, who is the producer for the show, just gave me the look. So
so we're forging ahead.
Which,
here we go.
Is that an official broadcast signal? Like, eh? Okay, awesome. So, Patrick, are we ready to... Oh, yeah, hang on, Patrick. You were a little too ready. Let's roll that back. I forgot to explain how this works. So,
stop, rewind, beep. Take two.
Use take two. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Our contest is going to involve one of you in the studio audience. Now, what we're going to do is have somebody come around. We're going to show a picture of something that you should recognize after going through the hotels quite frequently. And if you know the answer, you're going to raise your hand once you see the picture. And a handler's going to come up, and you're going to whisper to them the answer. And if the answer is correct, and you actually know what the answer is, so that you'll be able to verify it, then you will get one of our fabulous Dragon Con prizes.
Ooh.
Wow, these guys are good. We don't talk about Bob.
No.
No, Bob.
Sad Bob is sad. Okay.
Can you take his head and make him...
Patrick, we're now officially ready to do that thing you do so well. That's right, it's What's This Carpet? Ladies and gentlemen, this square of carpet, what hotel is it from? Raise your hand if you know the answer.
Everyone's like, I didn't stare at my shoes enough yesterday.
Come on, you nerd. Stare at... Oh, wait, in the back, green shirt. Dana.
Run, run, run.
While
we wait. Anyone else scared to try? Hey, we've got more hands.
Girl in the front row. Girl in the front row, Dana.
Dana, girl in the front row. Well, you've got a 1 in 5 chance. Or do you? Oh, no.
Yep, behind you.
So we have now statistically gone through the number of people where we should have probably gotten an answer that is correct.
Yay! Ladies and gentlemen, the Hilton. You will see this lovely shade of carpet on the Walk of Fame in the Hilton. We're giving her the official DragonCon Christmas ornament. Yay, look at that. Yay!
Congratulations.
Dana, make sure she gets the box for that so it goes home safe. That and other interesting DragonCon items are available at the DragonCon store, which is on the lower level of the Marriott, which that carpet was not from. All right, a few minutes left on the show. I'm being once again upstaged by slightly inanimate objects.
So never work with dogs, children, or puppets.
He's wearing a gas mask and he was still repulsed. Wow, that's... Ooh, okay. Good thing this doesn't
smell. He is
smell
a con. He needs to wear the gas mask.
She's offering me a handkerchief.
It's Sunday. We've had a lot of people in the hotels.
Wow. Okay, so, that is another thing I'd like to talk about. All right, kids.
Soap?
No, we had that discussion already.
Yeah.
All right, I know that the hotel employs a staff, and most people's impression of a staff is they go behind you and they clean up after you. And that's all well and good, but there's like 40,000 of us here, and no amount of Lysol is going to fix that in a short amount of time. I came out of my hotel room in the Marriott, which is a very upscale hotel in downtown Atlanta, walked over to the elevator, and tripped over a pile of trash. Yes, that made my morning, because I'm wearing sandals.
Now that's your own choice. That's your own poor lifestyle choice right there, sir. This is a convention.
Blew out a flip-flop, stepped on a putt. Anyway, the point is that can we please, I know that you think you're paying some money for a badge and that you're in a hotel and everybody's going to take care of that stuff, which is some basic, you know, decency, cleaning up after things, putting things in the trash cans provided instead of the floor in front of the elevator, not throwing your Colt 45 cans off the balcony. It's the little things that mean a lot. These hotels really get behind us. They're very good to us, their staffs. Put up with a lot of strange stuff that you don't normally get from your regional traveling salespeople in ties. But it makes it easier for the 1,600-plus volunteers that work with the convention if we're all just a little nicer to each other and kind of keep things nice and tidy. It would be greatly appreciated. Because, honestly, we like working with the hotels. We like having a 24-hour convention. We like to keep it that way. It's a lot more fun than going to a trade show and then leaving the convention center at 9 o'clock to go to Arby's. You know, ooh, that's no fun. So let's just keep the whole thing nice and tidy, and we'll have a great time. Thank you very much.
There we go.
All right. So we've got all the big stuff laid out for tonight. We've got your masquerade. We've got your costume contests. We have all of our corrections, which, of course, you didn't remember, which is why this thing's printed out and also online. That's kind of fantastic.
Yes, if you have a smarty phone, you can look it up there and carry it with you.
Ooh, smarty phone.
Which we highly recommend. You can also get the Pocket program downloaded onto your smarty phones. You can put them on computers. We recommend that. Paper copies, you know, grab one. It's not Pokemon. You don't have to collect them all. We want to make sure that there are enough copies for the people who are, yes, just showing up today for the first time and are going to be like, what's going on? So if you want to go electronic, you can download that as many times as you want. We have bandwidth.
We have the bandwidth.
And,
I've seen that mistake.
We'll make more bits.
Hold on a second.
Sorry.
let me talk.
Mom!
Anyway, see, now you made me forget what I was going to say. Oh, right. If you're using the paper pocket program, don't live and breathe by that, because obviously there's been a lot of schedule changes since it was printed. The online guide is more accurate. And also, again, check the Daily Dragon for schedule changes. I had to deal with a very irate congoer who was only consulting their pocket program and showed up at the wrong place and did not understand that the schedule change had been announced already.
That's one of the big reasons why we're doing this program, to remind everyone, check the Daily Dragon, please.
And a lot of people that put work into that, and it is very appreciated that they do that work for them. This is the point in the show where Dana makes this motion, and we find a few more things to talk about.
Pad the film.
Pulling taffy.
Do we have any stock footage we could run? Maybe we'll just watch people rock climbing. I don't know.
Yeah, there aren't that many hotels that are running out of carpets. Okay, so...
Well, they have a lot of carpet. They keep changing it.
Yeah, oh.
It's like new random carpet.
See, I have a belief after traveling the world, seeing a lot of airports, going to many of these hotels, that there is a company somewhere, perhaps in a small state, you know, out of the way, North Dakota perhaps, that all they do is they make carpet. Hideously bad carpet that goes in airports and hotel lobbies. Because, I don't know if you've looked at the, you know, where are my carpet samples for the past couple of days, or stare down at the floor, which you'll be doing a lot more because we'll have giveaways tomorrow, so you need to learn that stuff. And look around and go, wow, this doesn't go with anything I own anywhere in any house I've ever owned. Why does this exist? Except in the Hilton, where that carpet sample we just showed you, the couches all match the carpet. It's really...
That's some frightening
coordination. Walk through there, look at it, I'm like, wow, they really thought about this.
There's now someone at the convention whose job it is to design these carpets, and he's feeling really bad right now. So thank you. Making congoers cry over carpet.
No, I've actually determined, you know, I'm standing in the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport looking down at their carpet, which is the sort of thing that looks... Are any old school 80s gamers in here? All right, there's King... Remember King's Quest and Galaxy Quest? And they worked off CGA graphics. And you always knew you were playing Galaxy Quest because it was white, cyan, magenta, and black. And then King's Quest was always that kind of burnt orange, that really weird green, that kind of brownish color that wasn't the green or the orange, and black. Now that was CGA Palette 0 and CGA Palette 1. Nerd. So
guess who works in computers?
So CGA Palette, that had the green and the brown and everything, is exactly the color scheme that's in the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. And it's done in these blocks, so it kind of looks like Tetris crossed with some sort of Mayan ritual sacrifice. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, you know, there is an advantage to this carpet, and that's why these people use it. If you spill something on it,
how would you ever know?
It's a paisley tie for the floor. It's fantastic. So there is some method to their madness, but it's pretty crazy. Oh, art show. I keep looking down at this thing, and I keep forgetting to talk about it. Have you been to the art show? Okay, good. If you haven't been, it's just below us. It's one level down from the Centennial Ballroom in the Hyatt. No photography is allowed in there, because what they're hoping is you'll be so moved by the art that you'll take a nice mental image or perhaps buy something from one of our many fine artists and take it with you. It's one of the few places where we're not encouraging, like, any photography at all. But we do want those people to make a living off the beautiful artwork they produce. Take some time when you want a little bit of downtime, you want to stop hearing me ramble, and just wander through there and take a look at some of the nice stuff we've got.
There's a whole lot of good stuff. There are a whole lot of talented artists, and you really should check it out.
Same thing in the exhibit hall in the Marriott. We met the guys from Chad Vader yesterday. They've got a booth over there, as well as a lot of other exhibitors. Some of them have things to sell. Some are just trying to promote a brand. You might get some nice giveaways. All right, so we're into our last minute of the program. Allie, do you have any thoughts to finalize the show?
Oh, boy. Thank you, Patrick. Yes.
Patrick, our technical director, trying to get a word in edgewise, 300 feet away from the microphone. Thank you, Patrick.
If you're a Eureka fan, go check those people out. They're really, really nice and awesome to talk to, very approachable. And Colin Ferguson is a hilarious guy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Steve. I almost got run down by Larry Hagman. He was very busy. It's one of those things because, of course, in the convention, there's so many people wandering around, and eventually you sort of get that blank-eyed stare, like, I'm going forward.
Larry Hagman's here?
Yeah. We had a whole Barbara Eden panel.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Really?
Yeah, I Dream of Jeannie. That's the one, yes.
Awesome.
Us old people will explain Nick at Night to Allie.
Hey, I like I Dream of Jeannie. Thank
they did,
you.
They did ask in the panel as I was wandering by. I saw the panel, and it was fairly full, and someone, Larry Hagman, said, so how many people saw this in its original run? And like three people put up their hands, which was a terrible question to answer, because it's like, so tell us how old we are. Don't do that.
Right. And my final thought is just thanks for making this a fun convention. It's been a rough year for some of us technically, but we're still having a blast, so thanks for everybody for making it a nice show. For Allie and Steven, Dana is... Oh, there's Dana. She moves around a lot. Dana's handling the show direction. Patrick is handling our show technical direction. Dylan's on the camera. And you're an audience, and we appreciate you coming by so early for this thing. Thank you very much, and have a great convention.
Thank you. Actually, we have to do the thing now that you took the papers in.